Good morning. It is time for the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here in the buddy seat is Chris Schock. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
Now, I'm looking at our subject for today, and I secretively smile every time I see it because this is literally something that we preach a lot.
We sure do.
Especially if anybody's coming into the extension office. This
right.
is often a question we ask is, have you done a soil test?
That's exactly right.
So, Chris, is it really a great time to soil test?
Yeah, we got to watch it in the summer because if it gets really dry, and it has been dry, okay? All right, but we've had some rains on and off. If it can skew the numbers, okay, if it's too dry. All right, so we definitely want to do that, and we want to think about that. But to me, Kristen, summer is a good time, okay? A lot of people want to wait till the spring, whatever. You know, as you, especially if it's a lawn, you know, because we all know when the best time to apply fertilizer to the lawn is.
In the fall.
It's in the fall, not the spring.
Yes.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. There you go. So let's go ahead and get that soil test if we're going to make some fertilizer application to our lawn. It's also, you know, if we have to amend soil in a garden or even in a field or whatever, the a fall application of P&K of our phosphorus and our potassium, you know, really is good, gives the opportunity to be there in the soil and be and ready to go. P&K, of course, are going to stay right there in the soil until the plant needs them, all right? Nitrogen is a little more mobile. But, you know, to me, I think it's a good time to go ahead and get started on that, at least get our ideas, what fields we need to soil test, what areas we need to soil test. And, yeah, Kristen, you're right. I tell people all the time, let's start with a soil test, and then we'll go from there.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I think that, you know, they come in with a plant problem or, you know, some sort of disease problem, and we have to have that kind of baseline. And the way I look at it and the way I describe it to people is, when you go to the doctor, no matter what your situation is, probably the first thing they're going to do is take your blood pressure, your temperature, and your pulse, okay? And they're going to get a baseline. Because those three things can tell a whole lot about the physical condition that you're in at that point in time. So, you know, for us, having that soil test, because sometimes it's just as simple as something's really out of whack nutritionally, all right? And it helps us rule out things, all right? It also helps us make, let's just say, and Kristen can speak to this more than I can, but let's say that you want to raise blueberries. We need a soil test first because they're just flat out, folks, some places that are not conducive to blueberries.
Exactly. Okay?
All right? So, you know, we need to do that first because once you've planted them and you've planted them in one of those places that's not conducive and they start dying on you, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Except dig them up and move them, and then we're going to get transplant shock, and oh my gosh, we're just going into a lot of stuff there. So let's pull that soil test, okay? So what do we need to pull a soil test? Well, I think we need a clean bucket, all right, preferably plastic. I like some paper bags. Now, somebody says, well, I'll go to the extension office and get those soil bags. And that's great. If that's what you want to do, that's great. Me, personally, I'd rather have brown paper sandwich bags or lunch bags, you know, from any of your, you know, little local retailers, okay, like the dollar store, something like that. I like those because I can write on them a whole lot with a marker.
Yeah.
And write down my information that I need.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need something to take the test with, whether that's a trowel, a shovel, soil probe. And there's lots of different ways out there. You don't have to have a soil probe. Sometimes it makes it easier for people.
It does.
You know, I carry one in my truck. And so, but, you know, we need to have that. We need to have some information that we can mark on there. And then what are we going to do? We're going to get our soil test together. We're going to try 8 or 10 places in a field. We're going to commingle that together in our bucket. We're going to bring us a couple pounds of soil, okay? You're taking it into the extension office. You're going to pay any related fees depending on where you're at.
Right.
Some counties charge, some counties don't. Okay, in Barron County, we don't charge for soil tests. That's a fee that's the fee that we incur, the district board pays. So that we go on from there. 7 to 10 days, you're going to get results back, and it's going to be a piece of paper, Kristen, with a lot of numbers on it.
Yes.
And if you've got questions about all those numbers, you pick up the phone and you call your extension agent, and then we go over it with you. So don't be afraid of soil testing, but let's get with it. Let's get started.
Yeah, so don't forget to do your soil test. Chris, thank you for that information this morning, and we want to invite you back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout-out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Hobdy Dye & Reed and Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.